Scott Doan, a case manager with Berkshire Family and Individual Resources, or BFAIR, said that he didn't see his own need for a support group for those living with acquired or traumatic brain injury until long after he realized he was affected himself.
I didn't find out until, I didn't really look and really understand what a head brain injury was until about 5 years ago, and I sustained my brain injury when I was 7 years old.
Helen Stewart is an RN and also works as an outreach coordinator for the Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts, a group that advocates at the state level for those affected by brain injury, works in the community and schools to educate students and adults, and also oversees more than 30 support groups across the state that helps over 600 individuals suffering from brain injuries.
We recognize the importance of meeting with other people who have similar needs and questions and to explore ways to live better lives despite brain injury.
After attending the long-standing brain injury support group at Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, Scott Doan said that he realized the value of such meetings.
When I started attending these meetings, it really helped me through my journey.
Doan said that in support groups and by working as a case manager at BFAIR, he's been able to share his own experiences, which is why his organization and the Brain Injury Association are now teaming together to hold support group meetings in the Northern Berkshires.
By learning about what's going on in my mind, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety, that these are things that can be worked on, and by sharing this in the group and saying, well, yeah, I go through the same thing. I take meds too. I do certain brain games or I do certain activities at home that help me. And then by sharing this, hopefully somebody at the group will be able to take that away and say, oh, I can try that too. And maybe, you know, take it a step further and say, hey, gee, you know, can we get together? Can we try this?
Suzanne Doswell, manager for the Western Region of the Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts, says that her organization is concerned about a lack of state support for those suffering from traumatic and acquired brain injury, especially now, just days before Governor Patrick will release his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal.
We're always concerned that when the governor's budget comes out, it's going to show cuts in the statewide head injury program line item, or monies from the Head Injury Trust Fund not coming for services. Currently, there are 3,000 people awaiting services for the statewide head injury program, and to simply deal with that requires a great deal of money that we're not seeing in anybody's budget. We have a huge job to do all of this, and unfortunately, there aren't enough dollars in Massachusetts to cover the needs.
According to the BIA, a brain injury occurs every 23 seconds in the United States, and that 85% of traumatic brain injuries are preventable. Also, the group says that over half of all brain injuries are related to drug and alcohol abuse, and that Massachusetts has a lower rate of seatbelt use at 74%, which attributes to head injuries. The Northern Berkshire Brain Injury Support Group will meet every fourth Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the BFAIR offices on South Church Street in North Adams. More information can be found on our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.